Lesson 60. Archery in the olden time. The yeomen and commons, said De Bracy, must not be dismissed discontented for lack of their share in the sports. The day, said Waldemar, is not yet far spent. Let the archers shoot a few rounds at the target, and the prize be adjudged. This will be an abundant fulfilment of the prince's promises, so far as this herd of Saxon serfs is concerned. I thank thee, Waldemar, said the prince. Thou remindest me, too, that I have a debt to pay to that insolent peasant who yesterday insulted our person. The sound of the trumpets soon recalled those spectators who had already begun to leave the field, and proclamation was made that Prince John, suddenly called by high and peremptory public duties, held himself obliged to discontinue the entertainments of tomorrow's festival. Nevertheless, that unwilling so many good yeomen should depart without a trial of skill, he was pleased to appoint them, before leaving the ground, presently to execute the competition of archery intended for the morrow. To the best archer, a prize was to be awarded, being a bugle horn mounted with silver and a silken baldric richly ornamented with the medallion of Saint Hubert, the patron of sylvan sport.